But here's the good news. Credibility is something we can do something about. We can choose to increase the self-trust that flows from the inside out and affects every dimension of our lives and the lives of others as well. There are four factors that create credibility. I call these the four cores. The first core of credibility deals with issues of integrity. Integrity is what most people think about when they think of trust. To many, integrity basically means honesty. While integrity includes honesty, it's much more. It's integratedness. It's walking your talk. It's being congruent inside and out. It's having the courage to act in accordance with your values and beliefs. Interestingly, most massive violations of trust are violations of integrity. The second core of credibility deals with issues of intent. Intent has to do with our motives, our agendas, and our resulting behavior. Trust grows when our motives are straightforward and based upon mutual benefit. In other words, when we genuinely care not only for ourselves, but also for the people we interact with, that we lead, or that we serve. When we suspect a hidden agenda from someone, or we don't believe they're acting in our best interests, we are suspicious about everything they say and do. Both integrity and intent are matters of character. The third core of credibility deals with issues of capabilities. Capabilities are the abilities we have that inspire confidence, our talents, attitudes, skills, knowledge, and style. They are the means we use to produce results. A family doctor might have integrity and his motives might be good, but unless he's trained and skilled to perform the task at hand, brain surgery, for example, he'll be lacking in credibility in that area. Capabilities also deal with our ability to establish, grow, extend, and restore trust. The fourth core of credibility deals with issues around results. Results refer to our track record, our performance, our getting the right things done. If we don't accomplish what we are expected to do, it diminishes our credibility. On the other hand, when we achieve the results we promised, we establish a positive reputation of performing, of being a producer, and our reputation precedes us. Both capabilities and results are matters of competence. All four cores are required for credibility. If one is missing, credibility suffers. For example, you may have a person who has great integrity, good intent, and a marvelous track record. But if he or she doesn't have the capabilities necessary for a particular job, you won't trust that person to do that job. Or you may have a person who has great integrity, is extremely capable, and has produced excellent results. But if you sense that he or she does not really care about you or about your win in a particular negotiation, you won't fully trust that person in that situation.